6:44, Jeff, Trish, Tom, St. Louis's new rock alternative, 105.7 The Point. We'll talk trash with Trish. And another clue where the G-spot is this morning. If you find him first, Smash Mouth tickets are yours. It's STP. It's on The Point. Stone Temple Pilots, St. Louis's new rock alternative, 105.7 The Point. Jeff, Trish, Tom, 6:47. Talking trash with Trish in a second here on a trip of Thursday. And we've got a little search for a G-spot this morning. Can you find the G-spot? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, give a clue number one.
Clue number one is I'm surrounded by a non-moving circle of water.
Okay, now clue number two.
Clue number two is I'm surrounded by brick.
Are people having problems finding you right now?
No, I don't even think anybody's noticed me yet.
So it's kind of like real life.
I'm wearing a, exactly, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a big shirt that says G spot on it, and nobody's even, like, looking at me funny, so.
Huh, that's very strange. All right, so if you're the first person to find him, Smash Mouth and Marvelous 3 tickets for the big show at Union Station. Thank you, G-Spot.
Now for a word of caution.
Talking to girls of the internet.
Trash.
They're no good, these people.
With Trish.
Talking trash with the Jeff, Trish, and Tom show.
Talking trash with Trish.
So I don't think any of you guys would mind seeing Denise Richards have a singing part in the film Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, she's topless. That's okay.
But she wasn't too comfortable filming that scene. Here's what she had to say.
I dreaded that scene. It's that scene you read in a script where you're like, I had so much anxiety doing that. I can't sing for anything. And luckily in the script it's written where, you know, she has no talent and can't sing. But to actually have to shoot the scene, I was so embarrassed and humiliated.
The director's comment after hearing her sing was, I wouldn't cut an album anytime soon.
She's so beautiful.
Oh, she is. Nice knockers. Mm.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, also starring Kirstie Alley and Ellen Barkin, opens tomorrow. And those words were really from the heart, but Melissa Joan Hart regrets some of the things she has said in a recent cover story for Movie Line, such as, quote, if I have good sex, and the next day I'm going to tell everyone I know about it. The Sabrina the Teenage Witch star isn't taking back the statements, but she insists her words didn't come across exactly the way she meant them.
Right.
She said, everything I said was the truth, but the way it was put was a little bizarre. And she said, sometimes you read it and you're like, wow, did I really say it like that? Just how badly does NBC need Friends? Well, the network is willing to shell out $5 million per episode to the producers of the show.
Wow.
Okay, and that is still less expensive than the $5.5 million per episode for Seinfeld and the $13 million per episode for ER. Wow. Now, and then the agents of the Friends stars will be watching closely to see if the producers get that money. If they get that money, then they'll be asking for a raise.
Of course.
Because they currently pull in around $100,000 per episode.
Which is so, it's tough to live on that.
Well, yeah.
You know.
We have a lot of movie news, okay? First of all, the Mission Impossible sequel, that's becoming a big problem. And now they have to delay it. And they think that it won't be out until May 24th. The year 2000. It was supposed to be out December 17th, 1999, but they had to push it back because scheduling and the budget, and people are leaving the movie left and right to go work on Jodie Foster's movie, Anna and the King.
Oh.
So they're having a lot of problems with that. Then, Men in Black, they're doing a sequel to that, which is pretty exciting, but they haven't signed on Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones yet. But if they do sign him on, major salary increases because the original Men in Black grossed over $300 million.
Great movie, though.
And then moving on to South Park. Maybe this explains why the Motion Picture Association of America wanted South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut to have an NC-17 rating. Okay, according to a survey that they did, South Park has 399 bad words and 128 crude gestures in just 80 minutes, and that averages out to 5 four-letter words per minute. They also tallied the violent scenes, and there's 221 violent scenes.
Wow, apparently they're not counting if you repeat the same word over and over again, because the opening number says the F word about 60, 70 times.
Yeah, the film is so vulgar, it outcusses the previous champ, which was Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
And if you're fans of NYPD Blue, Nick Turturro, who starred in NYPD Blue, is going to leave and start his own sitcom.
a sitcom?
Yeah. That's I hope he doesn't strange. Like follow the path of David Caruso.
I hope not either.
On the talk shows today, you can see Patrick Swayze and Steven Spielberg on Rosie, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Buzz Aldrin on Letterman, Denise Richards on The Late Late Show, LL Cool J and Dan Quayle on Leno, and Ed Byrne on Conan. I'm Trish, that's the trash.
Talkin' Trash with the Jeff, Trish, and Tom Show.
This isn't funny. This is not funny. Where is my bottled Frappuccino?
The new rock alternative. The point.